Hey everyone, welcome to Cam Girl Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Luscious Leisha. Today we are talking to a hidden gem. She is a hot MILF cam girl streaming on Chatterbait and also hot on Pornhub. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're here. If you guys don't know, she's new. Aren't you?
Yeah, I am new. Yes.
How many months already have you been here?
I've been on Chatterbait for about 4-ish months, something like that. Not very long. So, yeah. And there's a lot of competition, so it hasn't been the easiest.
Yeah. Especially now, like it's a really slow time. Like it's dead and it's hard. It's real hard. So you jumped in at a crazy time, but you know what? When it's, you'll get your bearings, and then when it gets easy, you'll be like smooth sailing.
Right. For sure.
Tell us, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I used to be in social services. I was a social worker, and it just burnt me out completely. And I needed to figure out something else to do. And, my boyfriend actually told me about webcamming, and like, you know, years ago I was on a site and like, it was okay, but the trolling and like the disses and stuff really got to me. So I didn't understand that I can't take that stuff personally. Like, you know, people are going to say what they're going to say, and you know, you just have to keep going. And so I gave up, and then I started to do it again because I kept seeing Chatterbait. And I'm like, okay, I need to try this. And I basically like just invested money into a cam room. I quit my job, and I am really happy. Like it's really great being able to like have my kids at school, be able to work or even do late night or anytime, you know, and not have to answer to anybody. You know, so, but yeah.
Yeah. The freedom is nice. I'm also a mom too. And it's nice to know that I can work when they're sleeping or I can work when they're at school, you know, It's just hard to commit to a schedule. That's one of the things that I really falter with is consistency and scheduling.
Right.
And it's been 3 years for me. So what I just started doing like last week was making like a schedule, and that's really keeping me on track. Do you do anything like that?
You know, I do. I started to, because I fall into the same thing. And I think too, like being in the right state of mind is really important. Mm-hmm. Like if your mental health isn't well, or if you're just not in the right mood to be social or whatever it is, mm-hmm. that's what I find to be really hard is getting on cam and having to be the person that they want you to be, or like the person that you know, your cam girl self. And so mm-hmm. I always find like just pushing myself and just getting on is probably like the best way to do it. Cause once I'm on, I'm having fun. I'm my mood changes if I'm mm-hmm. making money. And so, you know, and there are days where you don't make anything. Like there just mm-hmm. is. And, but there are days that make up for those days. And like, so yeah.
Yeah, the mental health thing is huge. Like if I have a lot of, I'm bipolar and I have some other diagnoses, but it's like, it's really hard to get on there when you're not okay.
Yeah.
And you have to really put on that face. So it's good to have like coping mechanisms. What do you generally do? Like say if you, for self-care and stuff, say if that's happening to you and you have to go and stream an hour, what would you do?
I mean, I would say just mostly try to take care of myself. Like just, you know, self-care. Well,
that's hard.
You know, I feel like it is hard. It's really hard. I feel like having enough sleep, having enough to eat is always really important. Like not being overly tired, feeling good. Like, you know, if you need to do yoga or whatever it is before you go on to get yourself in that mode. I mean, I feel like that's probably for me. Like I just try to like chill and not have any like conflict with anybody, like my mm-hmm. like no boyfriend, nothing. Like we need to just like, I need to be covered. This is, you know, my job. Mm-hmm. Did you say that you burnt sage?
Cause I do Palo Santo. Cause I can't stand sage, but yeah, I'm a pagan, and that's what I do to clear my space and stuff.
Yeah, so I burn sage in my camera room. Like I just I feel like it like gets all bad energy, and it's been really working lately. Like I'm feeling like I'm just, you know, just the energy alone really helps. Yeah, just and physically being well is really important.
Yeah, I agree totally with everything you said, but yeah, like the energy exchange that you had, even though these people are not in your physical space, they're putting it out and we're soaking it all in. So it's a lot. It's really a lot, and it can really weigh you down. I've had shows where I'm just like done because, like, I guess you know, you get those people that just need someone to talk to. So you're listening to them, which is what we do, you know, we're like therapists. And always, it's hard. It's definitely hard. And the self-care thing, like, I am horrible at that. Like, my thing is like, I paint my nails because I'm a single mom with no help. So it's like, I have no time for anything. But yeah, it's important. It really is. It
Yeah,
really is.
and even like on cam too, it's like I'll color or like you know what I mean? Like it's like if there's nothing happening, I'll
Yeah,
just
exactly.
nails or color, whatever.
Yeah, and they have those like sexy like coloring books too. They got those cool adult ones. You
Yeah,
can
I know. I have a few of them.
hold it up and be like, okay, who wants gonna tip for this color? You know, that would be a cool idea. You
Totally.
know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
So Chatterbee, you've only been on a, like a token site, right? Like Chatterbee, where you get the love and stings and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep.
You like it?
I don't really use my lovin's on Chatterbait. I don't really like it very much. So I know that it's beneficial, but I feel like for me, I try to stay dressed and do everything, you know, I don't try to do very much on pub in public on cam. I try to wait for privates only because I feel like it's just more worth it. Like there's so many girls doing so many things for free on Chatterbait or wherever. And it's like, I want to be able to be the, you know, I want to be able to just keep them guessing, I guess. I guess that would be,
Yeah,
but you
that's
know,
awesome. That's great. You definitely have the right attitude because when I first started camming, I didn't know that. Like it took me a while to realize that. But I'm that model you'll see on Chatterbait that's fully clothed because my motto is I don't take shit off unless you're gonna tip for me. And they get mad, you know,
right.
but it is what it is. Like I'm here to make money. It's my full-time job as it's yours as well. So I
Right.
mean, I don't know. It's the whole experience of having the cam model, like it that's we bring a lot to the table for them, but like people are really pushy. It's hard to stick to your boundaries with that. Because I always say when you go on like Chatterbait and you're scrolling through, it's just like pussy everywhere. It's like bleh, like just pussy everywhere. And then you come to like you, me, and they're like, what? You know, it actually grabs people's attention because we have clothes on.
It's true. It's true. And I feel like the less I pay attention at first, the more they want to get my attention. And that's a good trick. That's one of my tactics that I have is I just try to play as many tease games as possible. Like that's teasing is my thing. And I
That's
never get
cool.
undressed, even in privates, it takes me a lot to get undressed because I one of my things is outfits. Like I love lingerie, so I'll always be wearing, you know, to the nine lingerie. I'm like, you want me to take this off? Why?
Know,
Get
kind of.
naked, but like I don't really wanna
I know, I'm the same way. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to take these stockings off. They're hot. Like, I just don't
right.
want to. Some of those deal with something else, but yeah, that's awesome that you already picked up on those things because I know a lot of beginner cam models like you don't see that stuff, but that's really cool. Like you should definitely stick to that because
Thank
it
you.
does bring
Thank
you in
you.
more money.
Yeah.
It really does. And like as for the love-ins, like I've hated love-ins since day one. I think they're uncomfortable and honestly they don't do shit for me.
No, they don't need, yeah, not for me either.
And like
Like,
what's that
yeah.
tingle? It's nothing. These
And I
bitches
think
have to be like faking it. You know they have to be.
totally. I mean, and it's like they're, I think that they get abused too. Like I've had where I've been like vibrating the entire time and it's like this is like not even fun. I feel like it's violating, you know,
Yeah,
or
the same thing, and it's yeah.
yeah.
This have you seen the sex machines that Lovin's makes? Like, I always wanted one, but my friend she cams on Bonga cams, and she has one. She said it like rips her apart.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, for
I
sure.
don't think I can handle it. She had to buy like a bucket of lube because it takes a lot of lube. You know, that's expensive.
That's expensive, and a bucket of lube is a lot. Like, that's
Yeah,
a
it is.
lot of
And you can't write that off on taxes because that can be used for personal use. So that you lose right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I wrote all mine off. I don't
Yeah,
know.
anything with taxes, I guess what I didn't claim a lot of stuff because it can be used for personal use. Like I couldn't claim like my fake eyelashes, my lingerie, anything like that. They say when you do that, the IRS red flags you because those are things that you can wear besides on camera. So just be careful with stuff like that. I mean, do you do them yourself or do you use like a accountant?
I was using just like there's this app that I was using that I just started doing, and it said that I could write this stuff off, and I was doing it, but I haven't finished my taxes yet. So
I haven't even started mine. Yeah, I haven't even see. I get on this roll in January. I'm like, I'm going to keep track of everything. Then March rolls around and Leisha doesn't do anything. So now here we are. I've got to go back for it.
Yeah.
One of the good resources I found is, I mean, some people like her, some people don't, but her name is Daisy Does Taxes. I have learned so much from her. She's on Instagram, TikTok, but she does only sex worker stuff. So I'll put that in the show description too for anyone that wants to look at it. But Daisy Does Taxes. I actually just found out because I get a lot of my payments through Cash App. Mm-hmm. Like I was discussing with you earlier, like I work on setandpansy.com. So I just haven't paid me through Cash App. And you know you don't have to claim those. You don't have to claim any of that income if it's for family and friends. So PayPal's not sex worker friendly, but I mean PayPal, any of those other ones, like as long as you're coding it as, you know, friends and family, you don't have to claim it. So that was huge. I was like,
Definitely. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But she has, if you check out her shit, like she has so many things you wouldn't even think of that you can write off. So yeah, check her out. She's on TikTok too. She's all over the place.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah, because I know it's hard to find an accountant or a tax service that's sex worker friendly. Like I use H&R Block online and they didn't have a problem with it. I was shocked.
Right.
But I know there's like high end
profession as because
I'm an online entertainer.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I'm always confused. All right, you know, confused as to what I put.
Who was I at first? I was like, am I an influencer, a sexual influencer? What am I? Like when I first started. But yeah, that's when you say that, people don't question you as much, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I know there's like, if you go online, there's some like accounts that just do like sex workers, but they're really expensive. But H&R Block, that's like $100 to do it, which wasn't bad. So just a little thing. If nobody knows where to go, they're okay, I guess.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was using an app called Keeper that kind of it seems to be doing well. I haven't finished my taxes yet, so I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely, I want to check out that woman.
Yeah, she's awesome. But yeah, I use Keeper for a little bit too. I like that. It's good to keep track of stuff because I procrastinate and I'm just all over the place all the time. And I really need like someone to do my stuff. But yeah, it's hard at the end of the year and you're like, oh shit, I only got like 30 days to do all this. So yeah, right. Girls, keep track of all your stuff. Everything. Sure. So do you think like camming is going to be like something you're going to be doing for the rest of your career?
I would definitely love to do camming as long as, you know, I can do camming because I'm 41 years old. So it's like,
are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 41 in May.
But yeah, so it's like, I mean, I don't know how much longer I have to do camping. I just don't. And that's just the reality. But what I've been doing for my niche, as you call it, is is butt plugs. Nice. So I have a box that I use that has basically every gem color of every month of the year. So 12. Yeah. It's really cute.
I like that.
And I want to patent it. And I want to, my boyfriend and I were talking about doing engravings on butt plugs, like on metal butt plugs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of ideas and we think of stupid, dumb ideas for butt plugs.
It's fun though.
It really is. I mean,
I love butt plugs. I only have like purple ones. Do you have this color?
You know what? I was just looking at. No, I don't. I actually have them right here.
Yeah, me too. They're right handy right here.
Very handy. I just got this one though. This glass one.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Is that pretty?
I don't have any glass ones. Mine are all metal.
Well, yeah, it's nice.
Is it different? Like than the metal ones or about the same?
It's the metal ones. I like the heavy metal ones the best, like the 1 pounders, like those are my favorite. And
These
but
guys, right here, I haven't used this one yet. This is huge. It came in a set.
oh,
Like,
it's amazing.
it's
I
scaring
love
me.
that. How many pounds is it?
I don't know. It's got to be, it's like probably a pound. I mean, it's heavy. This is like, it came in threes. Like, this is, I don't know where the small one is, but that's small, medium, and large.
Right,
I haven't used this one yet. Let's get all these butt plugs out. Let's show them off. If you don't use butt plugs, you're missing out, guys. Woo! That's awesome.
it's a watch box.
That's a really good idea. I love that.
Yeah.
That you don't do this patent thing. That is actually a really awesome idea.
yeah, let me see. I want to look at, because I have that my heavy one too, and I don't know if is it as big.
Let's see. It seems it's
Yeah,
huge.
these are.
Yeah, they're about the same.
Yeah, it's heavy.
I need the scale. It's upstairs though. We have to weigh them.
Yeah, these heavy ones are like a pound.
I haven't used this one yet. I'm scared. I shouldn't be
Oh,
scared, but
you know what? I'm like, I love the heavy ones better now.
you, this is probably, this is like a lot. Well, we talk about everything, but I do you ever wear them all day long?
I've worn them out. I wear them like if I'm out, but I won't wear them like all day, but I've
Yeah.
worn them like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
All day's a little extreme. Yeah, 4 or 5 hours. Speaking of, I saw your Pornhub video. This bitch, guys, you gotta go watch it and go purchase it, whatever she has over there, because she's in the middle of the street doing what?
Right, public. I'm an exhibitionist, yes.
What'd you do on the street?
So I have light up butt plugs that I like to show off that are really fun. I mean, and they're so fun. I mean, like, especially if you're sneaking around in public. Like for me, like the one on the, did you see the one on the bridge? I don't know that.
No, I just saw the one on the street where you're like by a department store and there's some cars.
Right, yeah,
That's
that
cool.
one is the laser one. That's a really nice butt plug.
I didn't even know they had any of that kind of stuff. I'm like going to buy some soon. Those are so
Seriously,
cool.
yeah, the laser one's awesome, and you can make it any size by how far you saw how it was like.
Yes.
It's
So
a,
cool.
yeah, it's a really cool video. I love that butt plug.
Yeah, you guys should check her out on Pornhub. She's got some good content on there, some good videos, to add to your collection. You really should.
Thank you.
I never knew that they had light up ones. Like, this just opens a whole new like thing. You could play a game on your cam show, make it completely dark, and then like flash your butt and then be like, can you find me?
Totally.
Like, where's Waldo? Where's the hidden gem?
Right. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, that would be fun. I didn't even know they had light up ones. This is crazy. Where do you buy your stuff from?
Etsy, and then my boyfriend buys a lot of them for me, like Etsy and Amazon. I have
Nice.
like a disco ball one that literally lights up the room. Like it's like a real disco ball, and that one's a lot of fun too.
Wow, you can have a lot of fun around people in public with this. This is insane. This is awesome.
It's insane. It is
I
so
love
much
it.
fun. And like, especially when they're like on for a minute and then they're off and
Yeah,
then.
it's like, what was
Right.
that? What's coming out from underneath her pants? What is that? Let's check it out. That's awesome. So obviously you like stuff in your ass. Do you like exploring other people's asses?
I don't. I'm really into just my ass.
Yeah. I just found out I like it. I'm like, this is weird.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and
Yeah.
I've never, I just haven't been there. I haven't. But yeah, I definitely am open to whatever anybody else is.
Yeah.
I'm more open. Like I'm not,
Yeah, me
yeah.
too. You've watched my interview. You said I talk about the craziest shit. I don't
Yeah.
have any shame.
Right. And I love like how you're like, I'll just talk to like I don't care. I'll talk to anybody. Like anybody can come on if they don't have tokens. Like I love that. Like I think that that's like I don't know. I just thought it was really cool.
Well, thank you. I think that stems from like my childhood, because all throughout high school, I was always the odd one, the weird one. Like, I didn't care what people thought about me, but I was bullied my whole entire like lifetime. So like, I just feel like, why pick on people because of a color?
Right.
That's not cool. Yeah, I was actually, I looked through a bunch of models' rooms and stuff, and a lot of people, they block everybody except like the high token. I mean, that's stupid. I mean,
Yeah.
you're missing out.
Right.
You really
Because,
are.
yeah, and like you were saying that you get actually people that will buy tokens just because they like you and like
Yeah. And they stay. They come back every stream. I mean, it's like It's a win-win situation. I don't know why you would take that whole aspect away from just blocking people.
Right.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, since you started camming, have you seen like a change in your relationship with your boyfriend?
Yeah. I mean, okay. So like he has pushed me to do it. And then we were doing couples for a little bit, but he doesn't want to be on. So he wants just like his dick right here. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's uncomfortable for him. And like, you know, he wants to do it for me, but, you know, my dog is sorry.
Okay.
it's a little bit different. I think the more I am out there, you know, like it's, I don't know if it's hard for him, but I can feel something, you know,
okay, tension and resistance kind of, right?
Yeah. He wants to do the lights his way and I want to do them my way. Or, you know, like there's like just weird tension between us. And he says I've changed, but I don't know.
I was talking about that with my last Cam boy that I interviewed last time. And I noticed, because I used to be on a couples count. That's when I first started, I did that. I just noticed I changed completely. Yeah, and it was scary for me, but it was like I came into who I was, but then I lost that person too because it didn't work out. I looked at sex like a different, whole different way after that. Like I couldn't do it anymore with him, except if I was live. And it's hard. It's really hard on relationships. It's like either you're like gung ho on it or you're like 50-50. It's definitely a work in progress for sure.
Right, for sure. Yeah. I think it's more than he can chew sometimes. Like I want him to just accept it, because for me it's like I love Cam. I love being sexy. I love, you know, making people happy and, you know, this whatever, but it's not the sex that I have with him. You know, right. What I mean? Like it's a different kind of mentality completely. And so
it's hard for guys. It really is, because like I haven't dated anybody in almost 3 years because like I tell them what I do and a lot of people have a lot of problems with it. I get it to a point, you know, we're not that desirable. You know, it's a lot of guys don't want to share it. So that's one thing for newbies coming in. Like you have to know that, like, it's probably going to change everything about you, and it could be for the good or bad or, you know, the ugly. You just don't know.
I just like don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I told my mom, and my mom's like, you need to get upstairs and get working. You don't like my mom like loves, like she thinks it's the coolest because it's, you know, and
that's cool.
And I feel like the less, you know, like for me, it's like, I just don't want to care anymore what people think, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just, not that saying that you do care, but things do change. Yeah. And yes, but it's like, what's caring going to do for me? You know,
exactly. And that's the one thing, like I've always been like that my whole life, is I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. I do what I want. I do what I like. And like telling your family, it was kind of hard, honestly, but like my mom's my biggest supporter.
Yeah, me too.
You know, she knows I've always been super sexual my whole life. So this is like, she's like, yeah, kind of expected this. And I'm like, oh, really? Like,
yeah.
But it's better to be open, because then when they find out, like if they see you somewhere and they find out, like I don't know, on Pornhub or something, that would really suck.
Right.
I hate to have to explain that one.
Yeah.
So what about your boundaries? I wanted to ask you about that. Do you have strong boundaries, or have people tried to push you over the edge?
So my tip list, which is like, you know, I mean, that's there.
Yeah.
My boundaries, I don't get undressed, like I was saying. Okay. And there are certain things, like, you know, with the couple thing, I find it like guys want him to be aggressive towards me. And like, we're just like, this isn't working, you know, and, like not aggressive, but just a little bit more than what I want to do. And, you know, just like over the top stuff that is not on my tip list, or not, you know, something that I have no interest in doing. And I'll straight tell a dude, like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. Or, you know, or like even get naked. I'm not ready to do that right now. Cause I just put this outfit on. It took me an hour.
I'm the same way. I'm like, it took me 2 hours to get ready. I am taking this off.
Like 30 feet of string.
That's so cool. But yeah, that's one of the strong things. for anybody is to have those boundaries. When I first started, I didn't really have a lot because I didn't know, you know, and I would do things and I'm like, ooh.
Same thing with me. Like it's hard to understand, or it's hard to, because when you get somebody that finally sees you and, wants to do a private and then asks you to do something and you're like, well, this is, it's almost like entrapment. Like it's weird. Like it's like you feel like obligated to do it. And then you're like, wait a minute, this is my room.
Exactly. Cause then it takes away when you see like the tokens per minute going up, you're like, okay, cool. Should I do this? You're questioning yourself, you know, too. It's kind of like a trap. It really is.
Yeah. I also don't do like, I don't have a Snapchat and I don't really do any outside of Chatterbait. I find that like going outside of Chatterbait, I seem to always get like screwed over somehow, like they'll ditch me or whatever, you know? And so it's better to just keep it this way, even though I'm probably won't make as much money as ideally, but every time I've tried, I haven't had very good luck with that. So
you really don't do any social media then?
I mean, I do. I mean, I have my OnlyFans and there's Pornhub, but I don't really do any. Yeah, no.
So you can be. It is. It's true. Like you're the first one I've talked to that doesn't have any social media. Like I hate it. I'm older like you. So I really don't like it. I don't even have like my personal stuff half the time up. But yeah, I mean, it's you do good though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have an Instagram, which does okay, but it's private. And like, I have a ton of states blocked because, you know, but there, I mean, there's naughty pictures on, I mean, it's done well. I think that I could make it more, but I just, it's like, like you were saying, you hate social media. I can't put myself out there like so many people do. And I'm more like introverted or not social
you're kind of conservative when it comes to that. I am too. I'm a huge introvert. Like I hate it. I hate social media, and I'm on like I think 12 platforms every day. I have to update everyone. Like it's a lot of work. This job is a lot of work.
It really is. And it's a lot of work because it's, you have to put yourself out there. Like it'd be one thing to promote somebody else, just like it's easier to clean somebody else's house.
Exactly.
You know, but it's like, it's yourself and you have to, it's hard. It is.
It really is. So when you say, if you do post things or you like you do a video set or a picture set, are you using any apps to edit anything? What have you used so far?
So we use Photoshop. And there's a really great new app on iPhones for Photoshop that my boyfriend uses that, he's a really great photographer. If you go back on my Pornhub, you should watch the bridge video. It's like,
I will. I'm going there right after we're done.
Yeah. It's badass. And so he does really good with like, editing my videos. And I think that his main thing is, Photoshop.
Nice. I've never even used that one. So you don't even take your pictures, do you? I'm jealous.
No, I don't. And I've done a couple boudoir photo shoots too, which have been okay. But the last one, I don't know. Whatever.
I want to do one of those so bad. Like I've never had anything done. Like I've been taking my own photos for 3 years. It sucks. Like I really want to.
It's fun. It really is. It's like, it's really a nice treat to do for yourself, you know?
Yeah. Definitely something I want to look into, but like I always get like the guys that have like their companies, but they're like, you know, I'm like, how much, you know, they want to take pictures of me. I'm like, how much do I owe you? Oh, we can do trade. No, they always want sex for trade. I'm like, I am not doing that. Like, why?
I have a camera.
God, I know. Along, we're gonna make some money off this at least, you know.
right.
So, any weird like stalker shit happened to you yet?
Yeah. I had a guy. That it was the moderator thing that, he wanted to do cam to cam. And, that night it was a vulnerable night for me. And I was like, you know, I kind of like went along with it cause I didn't, it was like one of my first times ever being on Chatterbait. And so I went along with it and he wanted to look at my camera. Oh, let me see what your setup's like. Cause I'm going to promote you and I'm going to make you famous. And like, I just have to tell, you know, my friend, you know, it was like really, really bizarre, but I kind of went along with it because he was talking so fast and about thinking that he was going to promote my room. And he looked at my camera room, and then I was talking to him for a while. And then I realized this doesn't seem right. Like, this isn't right. Mm-hmm. He wanted my law. It was like very bizarre. So then I unfriended him and I banned the UK.
The whole entire UK. Yeah,
but then he was like trying to log into my account.
Oh my God.
It was like super weird. Yeah. And so like I have my shit on Waylock right now. Like
that's scary.
It was really weird. And like he like was messaging me from another account and like,
oh geez.
Yeah, it was bizarre. But then you know, there's like the ones that go on your page and they just talk shit, you know, like,
oh yeah,
26 years old.
Oh my God. You know which one I got lately? Like, I was just like, I was so perturbed, but I was just like, whatever. He's like, your tits are so saggy. I'm like, I know. I'm well aware. Like, and that's why. Like, I think they pay people to come in and make us feel bad. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think they do, because like some people, you know, you use the hashtags. You know what you're coming into. Okay. I'm not skinny. I'm thick. Like, you don't gotta talk shit. You know, I think they just, because sometimes it puts me in that space. If I'm not in a good mind to begin with, and they're like, oh my God, you're so fat. Or, oh my God, your ass is so big. Like, it hurts my heart, you know? We all feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, and you can act like, I can act like it all day long that someone just, that it doesn't bug me. He just called me 60, but I feel like, you know,
it does. And I always say, like, you had to have a thick skin to a point, but it still kind of hurts a little bit. And it's like, why do you got to be rude? I've never been a person to ever, like, say something mean to somebody just because. You know, I don't get those people.
I had the worst prank one time. This guy, I don't know if it was a guy or a girl. I shouldn't say that. It was someone said to me, what did he say? He said, I can't believe this is you. You're actually on this site. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
He was like, and then whoever it was like just appalled that I was camming. And I'm like, who is this? You know who this is. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. And I was like, writing back kind of frantic, like, what's going on? Yeah. And then he goes, mom did, like, said that he was my child, like, ew. A teenage daughter. So I'm like,
I had something like that happen to me a little bit ago. I was so weirded out. It's weird you said that.
So weird.
It was like 2 a.m. and it says, mom, in the general chat, mom, when do I need to get up for school? It gave me the chills.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God. First thing I was thinking is my kid online right now. Because I don't have my state blocked. But yeah, it was some weirdo.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like it's like teenagers just, you know, causing trouble.
But it's creepy. It's like, it really hit the heartstrings of me when I was like, yeah.
It was icky.
Yeah. And that's like it's so funny because I was looking for new cam girls to grill the shit out of them, but you're really good. So I can't really grill you. I've got this shit down. But a lot of the younger kids, girls that cam, I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of gonna say it again, like, I'm against camming as a choice when you're 18. Right. That's just my standpoint, you know, whatever everybody else thinks is fine, but do you feel that way? Kind of.
I've seen the 18-year-old girls on these sites and I'm like, they look like babies. It doesn't look right. I feel like it's too much. They look too like children.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pedophiles out there, and that's who they're entertaining pretty much. But yeah, I mean, 18 years old, this should not be your first career choice, unless it's survival. It's different, but just, I don't know. But I was really going to grill you, but you really got all your points down. I'm really proud of you. You're doing good. That's awesome. That's so cool. But I notice a lot with the younger crowd there. They don't understand protecting themselves. They always, I noticed with talking to them, like, they think whoever they're talking to is who they say they are. They don't think, like, that could not be that person. The mentality is not there.
Okay. So, like, so they think that they're talking to, like,
a sub or something. You know, he says, I'm submissive. It never crosses their mind that that could not be that person. To me, growing up in that age, like, we were always told, like, be careful who you talk to. It's probably not that. It's probably a guy in his basement. Right. You know,
I always have the vision of the guy in the basement all the time.
The lotion in the skin with the bucket hanging in the corner. Like, that's no, I do not want to be that person. Silence of the Lambs all day, every day.
All day.
I know you know that. Oh my goodness, that's funny. So, do you Okay, you don't have a VPN, correct? Because Chatterbait won't let you have one.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that. I'm hugely against that.
I guess I never thought about that, but
Yeah, I put one on. I use it for Bonga, My Free Cams, and Sky Private that I'm on also. And Chatterbait will not allow VPNs. To me, that's hugely disappointing because that's protection for us. But I emailed support about it and I'm like, what's the deal? You know? And they're like, well, we just don't allow it. I'm like, that's not cool. That's not protecting your models at all. And they can hack right into your ship. And Chatterbait's number one is the hugest site, you know, in the
Is
world.
then what are there any is there anything that we can do to
No, nope. Because the VPN will hide all of your IP address and all your personal information. I have never had a single problem using it on any other cam site. And Chatterbait, my stream was stopping every like minute or two. And I'm like, what the hell? So I turned it off and it was fine. So they make it so you can't even use it.
Wow.
So I had like kind of yelled at support. I said, you know, what is wrong with you guys? Like, that is hugely wrong. Like, we need to have that. And they're like, well, you can go somewhere else, pretty much. They said, you can cam somewhere else. Because I had somebody get my shit because I never usually like back in the day I did not do anything on Skype. Well, some guy didn't have listed anywhere. Well, some guy found me from Chatterbait. He fucking found me on Skype. I have no clue my real name.
Yeah, I've
And
heard that
he had
through.
stuff
Yeah,
from
I have
Chatterbait.
through Amazon wish list. Have you heard of
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, I have one, but I never really did it
My
that way.
name through my wish list, and I think I took it off or switched it around somehow. But it was like all of a sudden they're chatting with me, like, "Oh, what do you know, what do you want? Is this the right address?" And then say my name. They've said my name, and I'm like,
That's scary.
"It's scary because all you
It
have to do
really is.
is, yeah."
And like I've been in like domestic violence stalking situation before, so like I'm always afraid like someone's gonna show up in my window. Like there's always that thing being camera roll. No one ever talks about the dangers of it, but there's a lot of dangerous stuff about it. And the younger crowd that does it, like they don't get that, and that's
They
sad.
don't, it, and it's such a part of their like being, the internet,
Yes.
that it's like it doesn't occur to them how dangerous it is. And
No.
maybe we're just like moms and feel that way, but I feel like there is danger, you know.
It's
I don't
hugely dangerous, but I have two young kids. They're under 18, obviously, but
know.
they don't understand how dangerous it is. Like I always like do you scare tactics, stuff like that, but they don't get it. There's something different about the generation now.
Totally. There was this guy on Instagram, I guess like Joe Monkey or something. He has people send him pictures of and without the location, and they say, "Guess where I am?" And they like go around, and like he will figure out the exact geolocation of where that person is just by one photo or video, because he like will look at like landmarks and like street signs. And it's crazy, like that's how crazy it is. Like
That's
you can do
scary.
that. It is.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening, you need to realize that it's fucking scary. Like somebody could plan to murder you, drug him. Yeah. Yeah. But have your VPN set up, except you're on Chatterbait. Can't do it there. I don't know. We got to do something about this. I don't know. It's
Seriously.
not right. It's not right at all.
It isn't.
No. So, anywho, what are your goals with camming? What do you want to do? Do you want to go further?
I want to have more viewers. I want to, you know, like that's one of my main goals right now is just like just keep working on getting more viewers and like being steady with it, you know, and like and make it just like a schedule part of my day, like this is my 9 to 5, and have it work with everything else, you know, like yeah, I have sort of a weird like I have a different set schedule for both of my kids. So like it's like hard to cam some days because some days I have my one child and like
Yeah, I
it's
get that.
yeah, it's hard to like juggle all of our schedules
Yeah.
and then make it so this is like functional. So like that's one of my main goals is to make it so we all, or so I can have a functional career, or you know, like and make it full time, or make it so it's I'm making good money while I'm doing it.
It's I know what you're saying. Like that's one thing we never talked about in here before. It's I know people say there's a lot of flexibility. There is, but like you have to have privacy. And when you have young kids around, it's hard to get the full privacy sometimes. So like some days I only camp for like an hour or two. Right. Sometimes I can camp for 4 hours. Sometimes I can't camp at all. I have a daughter with special needs. So it's like really hard for me, but people don't get that. It is really hard.
Yeah. And then the flexibility too, for me is like, oh, well I can do it today. Oh, I can do it tomorrow. You know, and it's like, that's really hard. And it's like, having the right state of mind is probably the most important, and just being prepared. Like I wear a ton of makeup and I want to like look up and I want to, you know, be perfect. And like, I don't need to be, but that's just my mentality. And like, I am the same one. And so it's hard to go on just like, whatever, you know?
I did one time and I felt like weird. I went out of my pajamas because I was like, you should wear pajamas. I'm like, do you guys know what you're looking at? Like, no.
That's all.
I never do it again.
I know. I like didn't have lashes on one time. I'm like, I feel like my hamster.
I know. I know. I couldn't find mine. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this interview without them, but I'll do it. But I don't usually wear makeup like this in public. I don't. Like, I watched a ton of tutorials on how to do camera ready makeup. Really? And that's what I do. Like, yeah, it's, I've got it all down to a science. I was offering a class on here, but maybe, I've researched it for like 2 years, like how to highlight your bone structure and everything. Like I've done, I'm a huge researcher. I do extensive research on shit and I've got everything down to science. I love
that. Well, I love makeup. I would love to learn some stuff because, you know.
Well, we have those, have you seen the chats that I did last time? They're I can't think, round tables where we get all together and everybody talks.
I saw something about it, but I haven't seen them. Yeah.
We're going to do another one probably in the beginning of January. So you have to come. Maybe we'll do like a short tutorial on there.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm trying to set up kind of like a community for us because you signed up for everything by yourself. So did I, a lot of other girls. We don't use studios. We don't have anybody to talk to. Right. And it sucks.
It's true. It's true.
Like some days I just want to be like, oh my God, like call somebody and be like, you won't believe what just happened. You know, you tell a normal friend that and they're like, you're weird, you know.
It's true. This is like one of the first conversations I've had where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really nice to be able to talk to someone that can relate. Because
And like doing the round table, like I talk to a lot of there are friends now, people I've interviewed on here, and it's great. It's great to have those connections. That's one good thing about social media is the connections. It's one thing I like.
Right, for sure. For sure.
But it gets very lonely in this line of work. It really does. And I self-isolate a lot and it gets really bad.
You know, I find too, sometimes like if I am lonely, it helps almost like just to talk to people, like no matter what, like it's like, even like if I'm having a good time, it sort of makes my night if I'm not feeling the greatest or, you know, like, it helps my loneliness in a way.
It does. Yeah. When I first started camming, like I've been alone for like 3 years now, but, you know, without a dude, but I've met a lot of good, like, quote unquote friends, like people that are still with me since day one and support me. It's great. I don't even know these people, but they're really nice.
Yeah. And like, there's nothing, I love having privates that are like just talking.
Yes.
And like, that's my favorite where it's like, you know, we just need to talk. Okay. Like, and I like humiliating too.
Do you?
I love it.
There's something wrong with me. I can't get into it because I tried and I'm like, did you hear the one podcast? I'll say it again. Some guy had like, he's like, I want to do SPH. I said, okay. So I'm like, your dick's as small as a lollipop. Like, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I feel bad.
Right. It's SPH.
Small penis humiliation.
I just
have a hard time making fun of people. I don't know why.
It's hard. But when I get, because I'm like, am I doing okay? You know, like,
how am I doing over here? Am I doing all right? Are you doing okay? I'm like that too. I need like self-reassurance.
But when I'm doing good, it actually is almost empowering to just let loose and do it. Like I find it fun.
Femdom or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, but that's like a huge thing right now. I was reading up on it. It's just, I don't know if I can do it. Maybe I'll give it a whirl one night, come in as somebody totally different. Right. People like, where's Alicia? I'm like, she's gone tonight. I do have a dominatrix outfit and a crop. I've never used them ever.
That's the tone. The dominatrix outfit.
Yeah, the whoopsh. It's Mistress Leisha tonight. Get that right.
For sure.
Let's see. So what have we not covered?
Let's see.
I think you pretty much are in the know. You've done a lot of research before you started, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, like I said, I was doing like OnlyFans for a while and like, you know, just kind of doing my thing with Pornhub and now I'm back on. And so, yeah.
That's what we want to talk about. Anybody has any information on how to make Pornhub like good, like how to sell your shit? Like message the show or message a Hidden Gem.
Yeah.
To find information.
Yeah. It's like they're not letting me sell my video. And I've heard that from a few people too, where it's like, it's very difficult to sell videos. They advertise that you can sell them and you can go on other sites and use their, you know, login. But
I wonder if anybody's really selling them though.
Right.
I know someone that does sell on there. I'm going to have, I just remember Kalia Nix. She was supposed to just do an interview with me, I think soon, but she's a, just on Pornhub. I should actually ask her. I'm going to. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. It's interesting though, because it's like, I have, you know, I'm doing pretty well on there and you know,
you have a lot of followers.
You would think that I would be able to sell my videos and
I wonder what the trick is. There's got to be some little trick that we're not seeing.
We're not seeing, and it's been months now, and I don't know. And we've even tried to call, or not call, but you know, email the help, and
that will get you nowhere.
Yeah, it didn't get me anywhere.
It's like I have a ManyVids account, and I haven't sold shit on there. But like, I'm on Send and Pansy for 3 years. I sell everything on there. Like, I don't understand the algorithm, all these things. Like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm just hoping they know, but there's got to be a trick. There has to be.
There has to be.
Guys, anybody has any information, send us some DMs. We need to know this shit. So we can all be successful. I can't talk.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was a new cam girl, I'm like, hey, you're really cool. I definitely need to make some money. You're doing really well. What should I do? I want to be a cam girl.
So I'm actually trying to talk my friend into doing it now. So So I think like for like what I would say was like just use your best qualities and like be yourself and like I don't know. I feel like when you do have boundaries and you set them and you're doing it for yourself rather than for other people, that's going to be probably the best thing. Like if you, like when my friend's like, I'm not going to be good enough. No, actually you're going to feel better because you're going to make you feel better.
Yeah. You know?
And so the compliments are great and it's worth it.
Like,
it is. And it's, you know, when you have a good day and you're making good money, it's awesome. Like, and you lock up or you log off or whatever and you feel good and it's motivation. And so that's what I would tell someone new, like just to keep boundaries and be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. You don't do it like an online persona, do you? Are you just yourself on there pretty much?
Yeah. Just me.
I couldn't keep up with like a different person, but yeah, being yourself, like I've got a lot of people that just come to me because I am myself. And that's honestly the best. That's the greatest piece of advice. Like just be you.
Yeah.
Just be it. And who cares if you're a weirdo like me? Who cares? There's somebody for everybody out there.
It's true. It's amazing. Fetishes are amazing. And
it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I keep finding new ones every day, and I'm like, wow. Yeah, I gotta come up with my own. I'll do like a forearm fetish. You know, something. All right. So, anything else you want to add? You want to say?
I don't think so. It was really nice talking to you.
You too. And I'm excited to see where you go. I think you have a great attitude and you're gonna do big things. Just keep that mental health in check. That's so important.
Yeah, right. For sure.
I want to see that line of butt plugs, so I'm gonna buy some.
Seriously. I'll get
them off soon. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I will talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, guys. That was a hidden gem. You know, she's a new cam girl and I wanted to grill her with questions. But she's got her shit down. So great advice for anybody looking to start camming. by choice or for survival. Anybody knows some information on Pornhub, hit the show up or hit a hidden gem up. She can be found at Chatterbait. Us, we have memberships available now, guys. There's 3 tiers. You should go check them out. Subscribe, because only most videos right now you can only see with a membership. So go check it out. Support us. You know, you guys love us. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a great night.